It's Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. As we raise a glass to the end of election season, a look at a key drink in our history, whiskey. Steeped in American history, complete with politics and corruption, even at the center of
what would be considered really our first, like, Enron or one of our first major corporate scandals.
Author Fred Minnick, whose latest book is Bourbon, The Rise, Fall, and Rebirth of an American Whiskey, explains distillers were trying to get out of paying taxes.
They were bribing officials all the way up to the White House. What was called the Whiskey Ring was basically found guilty of paying for the campaigns of President Grant.
Whiskey is also behind a key piece of legislation.
One of the most important moments in our country's history from a consumer protection standpoint comes in the 1890s when bourbon distillers are having to fight off like what is considered bad whiskey, where wholesalers would take barrels of whiskey and add prune juice and water. And it would be used for medicinal purposes, and doctors were not very pleased that it wasn't pure 100% whiskey. So they started fighting for what they called the Bottle and Bond Act, and that would pass in 1897. President Grover Cleveland would sign it, and it became the first piece of consumer protection legislation in our country's history. And it was based on mostly, you know, American whiskey distillers.
Several of our presidents had links to whiskey. George Washington actually owned the country's largest whiskey distillery at the time. Moses LeBoy of Bottle and Bind in New York City says while Washington enjoyed dark porters, one of his favorite spirits was Applejack, made with an apple brandy base. In honor of Washington, he's serving up the cocktail named George Would Have Been Proud.
I'm keeping it really autumn and fallish flavors going with it, so I'm combining Applejack with pear nectar, a little bit of molasses, and fresh lime juice. And then I'm making a homemade pear chip, which we're sitting on top of the drink. And we're finishing off the drink with a new method that I've been executing, which I'm calling perfuming. And with this instance, I'm doing a cinnamon perfume. So I'm using a very high alcohol neutral spirit. It's 92.8% alcohol, almost 100% alcohol. And sitting cinnamon sticks in it for 2-3 weeks so that it really gets that cinnamon flavor, and then I'm putting it into an atomizer, which an atomizer is just a fancy word for a spraying contraption, and I'm spraying that over an open fire over the cocktail, which really brings in this wonderful essence of cinnamon into the cocktail.
LeBoy, during his time at Marcus Samuelson's Red Rooster, has served up drinks for Presidents Clinton and Obama, who enjoyed
a brown stoner was the name of it, and it was a play on a Negroni, but it was made with bourbon instead of gin, and I infused the bourbon with roasted pears. For Bill Clinton, I made him a play on a margarita, which is something that I still make as one of my signature cocktails. Where I infuse mezcal with jalapeno and rosemary, combine that with fresh lime juice, a touch of bitters, shake that up, put it over a cube, and have you enjoy it.
President Grant, thought to be an old crow drinker. Taft also enjoyed a good bourbon. Lincoln's dad worked for a Kentucky distiller. And President Kennedy also enjoyed his bourbon.
JFK was actually instrumental in getting bourbon to become a unique product of the United States. In 1964, and of course after his assassination, Congress convened to have a discussion to make bourbon to be unique to this country. No other country with a free trade agreement with us can label a product bourbon.
For a crowd pleaser, Minnick recommends a punch with bourbon and black tea.
A cup of orange juice and some lemons, some sprinkle of nutmeg and cinnamon. It's a real, real, real easy to make. And add more bourbon to taste. For that particular recipe, I think Maker's Mark is a really nice one to mix with it. I like Larceny. So I actually like the more nuanced ones, the more softer styles.
I pressed him to name his favorites.
My top three that you can get, Maker's Mark Cask Strength. It's a little heavier. It's going to be about 108 to 112 proof. I love the nuance that comes with that. It's a really rich, full-rounded and caramel. It's beautiful. I'm a big fan of a brand called Henry McKenna 10-Year-Old. That is a bottled and bond. That's a real kind of creamy, malty caramel flavor. Just gorgeous. And Four Roses Single Barrel. It's also at 100 proof. and you get a lot of those cinnamon and other baking spices. Now, so the three that you can't get, you cannot get these. Like,
and cannot
these would be almost impossible to get. You go to your liquor store and you ask for them, and they're going
to
laugh at you.
So you have to know a man who knows a man.
You have to know a man who knows a man who has, you know, who knows a guy. Yeah, so it's one of those, like, three layers of knowing a fella.
Right. But you could get them.
Allegedly. Actually, no, I can't get them all. It's actually true.
Wow.
Although I do score them. I score them for Whiskey Advocate. So in the context of analytical purposes, yes, I can get them.
This is like the ultimate, like, bourbon geek prize.
These are some of them are. Any of the Pappy Van Winkle lines, the 15 and the 20-year-old, are very nice. And the reason why those are so nice is because they're really the guy who's blending them, Julian Van Winkle, who's Pappy's grandson, has kind of a savant palate and is really great at blending two barrels together and make sure it's awesome. So those, if you can get them, are really hard. But they have lotteries. Like, so K&L in California, which is a liquor merchant, they have 500,000 whiskey customers. He's going to get, like, five bottles. You'll find Pappy on the secondary market for anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000. So that's one. Elijah Craig, 18-year-old. Probably a little easier to find, but it's one of those that's just astonishing. If you can get it, it's kind of an old school flavor profile. Big fan of that. But the 18-year-old for 18 it's like the sweet spot for me. And then I'm going to say any Russell's Reserve private barrel pick. So you can go to your liquor store and ask them if they have a private barrel pick of Russell's Reserve. Now, this is actually something you could find.
He says you may get lucky at a bourbon-centric liquor store. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News, and this is Fox and Food.